The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. With available H-Track all-wheel drive so you can take on the dirt trails and kick up some mud. Standard third-row seating so your whole family can experience the thrill together. Available dual wireless charging pads so no one gets stuck in the great outdoors with a dead phone. Learn more about the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
What's good, everybody? Welcome into a very special edition of The Early Edge here on Father's Day. Happy Father's Day to all of you incredible fathers out there who are handling your business just like we're handling our business here on the show. We are powered by the Almighty Sports Line, coming off an unbelievable day across the board. Look at all those check marks. 13-4 in our straight picks on Saturday, which includes Ian Parker and the UFC last night. We did drop the Jim and Parker's parlay, but as you know, those are smaller bets, and we love hitting our straight picks. So that's a lot of walking up to the pay window. Now, because of that, we have two winners in our perfect parlay contest. That's right. Two winners at The Bald Truth. And I wanted that as my Twitter handle years ago, but never happened. And then at Coach Durga, you too, the jeweler, will reach out on social media and let you know how you can cash in on your free year subscription to Sportsline. If you want to play, all you got to do is go to our comment section on YouTube. Leave a best bet. If your best bet hits and one of our cappers is perfect, at least 2-0 in the show, then you are eligible for a year-long subscription. Let's bring in the stars of the show. We're running the three-man weave today on Sunday brunch, and I have to start with the other father on the show, Maestro. Happy Father's Day, sir.
Oh, happy Father's Day to you, Coach. Great to be back. What an unbelievable day for the show yesterday. And I'm just kind of salivating over the possible matchup of Doc Rivers against Budenholzer, two of the greatest guys, two of the worst playoff coaches, I think, in a great regular season, terrible NBA playoff adjustments. That series could be amazing to watch from a second-guessing perspective.
I wonder how many memes are going to be made of Budenholzer's face from yesterday when they kept cutting to it, and like he had that look in his eyes like, I don't know what to do. I just hope my guys hit shots. And luckily, the Bucks hit a lot of shots late. What a game that was last night, Bucks and the Nets. Now, full disclosure, the other man on the show today, when I asked him, I said, Justin, do you have any kids? He says, Coach, I'm a kid. I'm only 28. Justin, good morning.
Good morning, Coach. Happy Father's Day, guys. Happy Father's Day to all the great dads out there. You know, coming off a great 3-0 day, just going to try to run it back.
You're changing lives, Justin. You're changing lives. You're giving out free year-long subscriptions. You're changing lives. And that's what we're getting ready to do today. It's a new week for us because we start on Sunday. Everybody else starts on Monday. Today is a new week. New line in the sand. Let's look forward on to the next. All right, storylines that could affect the betting lines today. And Jay Smooth, let's start with you.
All right. So we're going to stick with a little bit on the Father's Day line today. So as you guys know, I've been focusing a little bit on baseball. Well, baseball and Father's Day, you know, apple pie and America, vanilla ice cream, like these things just kind of go together. And the runs have been flowing in on Father's Day for the last 3 years, excluding last year because, you know, there weren't really fans in the stand. But because baseball and Father's Day are so tied together, there's usually this correlated performance. We've had, I believe, 15 teams in 2019 went over 7 runs, 12 teams in 2018. And then I'm just grabbing my numbers, 6 teams over 6 runs, 15 in 2019, 12 in 2018, 10 in 2017, and then another 7 teams in 2018 scored 5. So there's just been so many runs on Father's Day the last couple of years when we have fans in the stands. So with the weather looking great, and you know people are going to be tuned in, watching kids, dads, everyone at the ballpark today, expect some fireworks.
This is the one day where you can either go to the game or you can watch it at home or the U.S. Open at home. And you actually get away with it without the wife or the girlfriend telling you you can't do that. All right, Maestro. I know today we've got another big game 7 And if it's as good as last night, man, I'm going to be locked and loaded. What do you have for us?
Yeah, you know, a couple of key experts on Sportsline going under the total in Game 7 with the Hawks and 76ers. It's one of our site plays, the SDQL Gurus and Kyle Akins, both on the under. And if you watch the way this series has transpired, last three games have gone under by a combined 52 points. Game 7s were 7-1 to the under until last night when they did get over the total in regulation. But the Hawks going big with Gallinari in the lineup alongside Collins and Capella has slowed things down. And Bogey is a game time call. That's their top shooter, you know, outside of Trae Young. And, you know, Embiid's playing hurt. Young is playing hurt. It's a grind. So I like the pick that these guys are putting forward.
So I believe, Maestro, is that going to be a play on the show?
I think I already said it. Yeah.
I'm just confirming. I'm just asking.
Don't
get hot at me.
No, I'm not getting hot. I'm not getting hot. I'm just.
All right. Yes, from the SDQL Gurus, we're going to go with the Hawks and the Sixers under as our first play on the show. Don't forget, if you're not following us at Sportsline, what in the world are you doing? Use that promo code EDGE. We're going to give you 30 days for free. Then after that, of course, you're playing with house money. So that's our first play on the board from Sportsline. Now, we're going to go to Euro 2020. I have never been more into soccer than I am right now. And our guy, Martin Green, has been amazing. Group A playing their final matches today of pool play. We're going to go Italy, Wales. The most unpopular bet you can make is an under in soccer. It just is. But it's not unpopular when you take it to the pay window. So we're going to go Italy, Wales, noon Eastern, under 2.5 goals, -160. Now, both of these offenses will be very stale. They won't want to take too much. They don't want to give up a loss. They'll take a draw. So at -160, Maestro, sometimes the juice.
It's worth the squeeze.
You're damn right it is. Today in Euro 2020 it is. Now, our other game, also at noon Eastern time, because when you get to the final day, they have to play at the same time. Remember that it's not 3 hours in between each game. Switzerland and Turkey. We're going to go Switzerland to win -154. And then Switzerland team total over 1.5 goals, -143, which means they have to score at least 2 goals to win that bet. Those are 2 plays on the Switzerland-Turkey game. All right, Jay Smooth, sir, you have been on fire, and you always bring us multiple games to the table. What do you like today? The floor is yours.
Thanks, Coach. Yeah, 7-2 in the last 3 days on the show, I think. So not too shabby, but I got 3 more today. I'm going to go right back to my hometown Yankees. I'm actually going to be fading them today. We're going to take the Oakland A's in the first 5 on the money line. Happy if you want to take the run line. I understand it. I'm playing the money line because I like them to be ahead after 5. So let me tell you why. Sean Manea is pitching today for the A's, and he's on fire. 32 1/3 innings, 4 earned runs over his last 5 starts. Ridiculous. On the other hand, he's been a lot better at home, but, you know, he's still giving up a couple runs every game. So I really think that the A's, with an elevated chance at home runs for the weather today, will hit a couple out today. I'm expecting them to be up after the first 5, and I'm getting this one at plus money. So I really like it. So, all right, next game on the slate today is going to be, I'm going to go fade Matt Harvey. It's something I love to do. I've been doing it all year. I'm taking Toronto -1.5. You know, I'd also take this first 5 if you want to play and maybe not involve the bullpens, but I'm going full game. Toronto has been hitting. I mean, they just look so good, and Matt Harvey looks so bad. So I'm not even going to dive into the numbers. If you've been paying attention, you know he's just been sort of bottom of the barrel. And then finally, I'm going to go right back to the Red Sox and the Royals, going to go over the total here. This is the best hitting environment of the day. Already talked about how many runs I'm expecting to be on the board today. This should be no exception. We're seeing like a 20% boost to the scoring rate as expected at this field already. And this is like one of the best scoring environments in the game. We have an air density index of about 56, which is lower than normal. So yeah, go over on the total there and go with the Oakland in the first 5 and Toronto on the run line.
All right. I love those 3 plays today on Father's Day. Now, I haven't given out any golf all week other than on the first cut, but today I have 2 plays. Now, those tee times are coming up, so if you're watching this live, you got to get these in right now. Thank goodness William Hill gave us some plays today without the draw bet in them. So two plays, a plus money play and a minus money play. We're going to go with Adam Scott, plus 120 over Patrick Cantlay. Cantlay kind of went back to the form he had without the memorial in there yesterday and really regressed. And I think Adam Scott's very motivated, and he's been playing pretty well. And they obviously come in with the same score today. But I like the plus money here on Adam Scott. I think Cantlay is such an elite player that when he's not playing for the win, that he can just kind of go out and just play. And I'll take Adam Scott today with the plus money. Then, a guy who's very, very motivated. Give me Paul Casey.
Give me Paul Casey there.
Minus 150 over Kevin Streelman. Now, the reason that I love Paul Casey today is that he is playing for an Olympic spot. It's come down to him and Matthew Fitzpatrick. And whoever finishes higher at the U.S. Open, it's a weird deal, will be in the Olympics, which is very, very important to Paul Casey. So he's going to come out motivated today. He shot 67 yesterday, and will do it again today. He played with Jordan Spieth yesterday. They really fed off each other. So take Paul Casey, minus 150, and then Adam Scott, plus 120. Get it in right now. Okay. It's one of my favorite times of the week. He's a great father. He's a great leader. He's our heartbeat. He's our guy. He's our leader. Maestro, the floor is yours.
Coach, let's get right to it. But first, I do want to support Justin because we do have a hitter-friendly umpire in that Red Sox-Royals, and I was looking to go under on Eovaldi's strikeouts, but they posted it way too low at 4.5. I was hoping to go under 5.5, 6.5, but anyway, so I think that looks good for his play, and I'm just going to stick to the Astros. You know, six straight wins. They're going for a four-game sweep. What they did to Lance Lynn was pretty impressive. Since Bregman went out, you know, Toro and Garcia, seven RBIs the last three games in his play. McCullers against Keuchel. These guys are good friends. McCullers is on fire, 198 ERA, last six starts. Keuchel's also in good form, but the Astros crush lefties, second best OPS, only behind the White Sox. Excuse me. Let's just play the Astros, minus 140, and I will hopefully have another prop or two on Twitter later today.
I feel like the air density in our home offices is a little bit off today because I'm having a little bit of stuff in my throat as well. I'm glad you brought up yesterday real quick. Because for people who follow Sportsline, it was an A play, the over in the White Sox and the Astros game yesterday. And when they really described why with a couple of picks, it made sense. And they easily flew over the over last night, which was at 7.5. I played it. And that's what you get from Sportsline if you follow Sportsline. All right, we're up against it. Grab your paper, grab your pencil. Here's a very happy Father's Day recap. Jay Smooth, he's on the Athletics. First five, plus 120. Blue Jays on the run line at minus 125 in the Red Sox and Royals. Let's go over 9.5. You heard all the numbers on scoring runs on Father's Day. Then the Maestro. Just one play today, but as always, follow him on social media. He usually always gives out at least one or two plays in the afternoon. He likes the Astros minus 140 over the White Sox. Then I'm giving out two golf plays today. Adam Scott, plus 120 over Patrick Cantlay. And Paul Casey, minus 150. Over Kevin Streelman. Then from Sportsline, we're going to go Hawks, Sixers under 215.5, Italy, Wales under 2.5 goals, and then Switzerland to win, and Switzerland team total over 1.5 goals. Then today, the gem, plus 409 if you put these three things together. Switzerland to win, Astros to win, Blue Jays minus 1.5. For those of you watching on YouTube, you see it all right there on the screen. It is a full day. We love having you with us. We love grinding with you. We do it 365 days a year, and it doesn't matter if it's Father's Day or Christmas, we will be here. You've got your marching orders. Let's take all of these tickets straight to the pay window. For Jay Smooth, for the maestro, for the jeweler who puts it all together here at the Early Edge. I am the coach. There's no other place, the show of record. This is the Early Edge. Good luck.
If you want to win your fantasy football league, it starts right now. The offseason is the best time to get ahead of the competition. We'll help you win your league on the Fantasy Football Today podcast, part of CBS Sports Podcast Network. Fantasy Football Today has three episodes every week following the latest news, giving you early rankings, early sleepers, breakouts, and busts. So if you're a dedicated fantasy football manager, check out the most dedicated podcast, Fantasy Football Today. Download and follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and anywhere podcasts are found.